Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the tonight's service. We've gotten off to a wonderful start, haven't we? Yes. We want to just how much we're appreciating the hospitality of Grace Christian Center and all that they have done to make us welcome. Amen.
Amen.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. And the wonderful fellowship that we're sharing together. Amen. Just day, moment by moment here in this time, the Lord's doing some wonderful things among us. Amen. And so we're delighted to be together, delighted to be in this place. We want to give you a warm welcome tonight. If you were not here last night, you're here. You're going to get blessed tonight. I know that. We were marvelously blessed last night by the ministry of George Stankey and just sharing with us. It was beautiful, wonderful music. Amen. We've been surrounded. We have been blessed. We have been spoiled. Amen. But tonight we want to welcome a special guest here in our midst, and that is the president of the fellowship, Brother Steve Holder. I'm going to invite him to come at this time. We are delighted to have him. He has been a leader of our fellowship now, two or three years? 2 years, okay. And so he's doing a great job of leading our fellowship nationwide, and we're just delighted that he's come to be a part of this conference. And so he's going to come share with us. Welcome.
Thanks,
Steve. Amen.
What an honor and privilege it is to be with you in the beautiful Northwest region.
Woo!
Wow. God's footprint and fingerprint is all over this place,
there you go.
I tell you. And what a well of a time we had today.
Amen.
Okay. As you can tell by my accent, I am from Pullman, Washington. I actually stole that line from my wife. Sharon, would you please stand? It's an honor to have my wife with me. 30 years this coming September, we've been together, and we thank God for our beautiful family, and we greet you from all over the world. The Fellowship is a worldwide global organization that is advancing the kingdom of God around the world as a spirit-empowered community, and we are family. And it is an honor to be with the family here in the Northwest, and we're excited to just extend a wonderful invitation to all of our family to join with us at a great family reunion coming up June the 29th, the 30th, and July the 1st. We'll be gathering in Reston, Virginia, a wonderful venue, a beautiful location, a gorgeous Hyatt Hotel there with out the back door 32 restaurants. And plenty of shopping, plenty of shop. Did I mention there was plenty of shopping? And yes. And, you know, just take on that attitude. Charge! Yeah. Just make sure you can pay for it. But we do have a wonderful conference scheduled for us there. It's called Advance 2016. We have an incredible lineup of guests that are going to be with us, ranging from Mark Batterson. Anybody heard of that author around here? Mark Batterson will be with us. Reggie Dabbs. Reggie is an incredible communicator of the gospel around the world, reaching all age groups and all nationalities. We're looking forward to having Reggie with us. Also, Zach Henson is going to be with us, who is with Jensen Franklin. He was his youth and young adult pastor there, and Zach is a wonderful communicator. And then we're going to finish it off with something we've never done before, ever in the history of our international fellowship. And I think sometimes we may have had it, we just didn't have it scheduled. And that is, we're going to have a comedian. We have a lot of preachers and pastors and ministers who give us all of their material on the comical side. But we're going to actually have a comedian. Elijah Tindall is going to be with us to close out our conference. And then our very first recipient, we've given away thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars in scholarships to young, students who were worthy recipients. And our first student many, many years ago to the Oral Roberts Scholarship that we have, which is a full-ride scholarship to Oral Roberts. And he is going to be coming back and sharing with us. His name is Jeremiah Parks. And we're looking forward to hearing from Jeremiah. He works in Colorado Springs, actually, at New Life. And so he was our first recipient of the fellowship, and he gives the fellowship the credit and for investing in his life as a young man. And today he is just doing great things for God. So we're just excited about the future of the fellowship as we continue to provide resourcing. We provide networking and mentoring, and all of that is a part of our DNA. And so we're really excited about what God is doing. We're excited to be here. If I can help you in any way, if you're looking for a wonderful fellowship to be a part of, where you can find camaraderie and you can find some people who will be there to support you and have your back, and you may want to come just kick the tires a little bit. I've never bought a pair of shoes that I didn't try on first, so I'd love for you to come try on the shoes of the fellowship at our conference and at this conference as well. But if we can help make it possible for you to be a part of this wonderful organization, we'd love to give you any information that we can share. You can go on our website, which is thefellowshiptoday.com, or you can go to Facebook. Like us on Facebook at The Fellowship Today, please. Matter of fact, I'll probably be having some of the pictures from this conference posted there. So go to The Fellowship Today. And also, you can go to Advance 2016. We have a Facebook page there. Advance 2016, and you can find out all about the speakers and fellowship and everything. So we're looking forward to it. Thank you, Pastor John. Thank you, Pastor Kevin. And what a beautiful group of people this is. We're having a blast. Thank you so much. We love you.
Great to have you here, guys. Right here, brother. All right. Buzz, will you stand back up with me? We're going to sing some songs, but we're going to do more than that. We're going to worship the Lord tonight. Fellowship men and women, those of you who are pastors and leaders in the body of Christ, we welcome the gifts of the Spirit, and we want to take time to honor Him and let the expression of those gifts freely flow. We're here tonight because of Jesus. He's the one we love. Isn't that true?